بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل للمطففين الذين اذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون واذا كالوهم او وزنوهم يخسرون الا يظن اولئك انهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses, or rather He curses. He uses the word wail. Wail means curse, or it means a pit of Jahannam. It's for those people who cheat. The cheaters or the stinters, those alladhina idha iktalu ala an-nas yastawfun, when they have to receive from people, they do a business deal, they have to receive some goods, whether these goods are measured or weighed, yastawfun, then they demand their full share. They make sure they get every inch and every gram. In those days they should weigh goods, measure. Today's time it is much more broader. So the same things will apply. The principle is same. We have fraud, embezzlement of funds. People deceive others, take them for a ride. Very common practice. الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. When they have to receive from people, they make sure they get everything back. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. But when somebody purchases from them, and they have to give by means of measure or weigh, يُخْسِرُونَ. Now they give less. They cheat. They don't give the correct reading. They make some adjustments. They lie and they deceive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry with such people that He starts the verse with wail, destruction, halakat, or a pit of Jahannam is for such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And therefore is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, التجار يحشرون يوم القيامة فجار إلا من اتقى وبر وصدق. That the businessmen, the traders, or any person who does business or dealings with another person, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be raised as sinners, except that person who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his deal. وَبَرَّ and he kept to his promise, he fulfilled his oath, his promise to the seller or the purchaser. وَصَدَقَ and he was honest, he was truthful. It's very common. Person comes to buy some goods. We want to sell their product. We use words, we try to entice the person, or we appease him by using statements like, I promise you this is kharid. I'm giving you for cost price. Let us be honest to ourselves. Every customer comes, we give him cost price. We are fooling ourselves. That whole transaction in the eyes of Allah is not no barakat. We take a qasam on it. We take a qasam on it. We say, I promise you, wallah, qasam, I'm giving you for cost price. Or I got it for this and I'm giving you for this. We even go to the extent of taking a promise and you say, you'll never get it anywhere in time. Never. The hadith, it says, mumhiqatu lil barakah. that the barakat of the transaction is totally lost, destroyed, finished. One hadith of finally on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them with a merciful glance on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will not purify them from their sins on the day of Qiyamah. Allah has nothing to do with them on the day of Qiyamah. Various people have been mentioned in various riwayat, but amongst them, this one person who takes false oaths just to sell his merchandise. And he deceives the customer or the client. Whatever the product may be. We didn't have to go into the details and talk about containers and cars and vehicles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. These are serious issues. We want to portray Islam. We want people to accept Islam. We talk about the justice of Islam and how simple Islam is and how beautiful the religion is. And definitely it is true. But our actions are contrary to what we are preaching and what we are claiming. Absolutely contrary. To such an extent that we have got such a bad name today. We have to be very mindful, very careful. Scholars have written detailed masail when it comes to buyu and transactions. Mind-boggling. Years ago, hundreds of years ago, the fuqaha, they sat and they looked at every possible scenario that may occur in the future. And they provided solutions and principles and usul. The same usul will be applied today. It is so simple. If we do business like how Sahaba did, when those Sahaba went to China, handful of them, they went as businessmen, traders. Just by a few dealings, they managed to make the others, the non-Muslims, come into the fold of Islam. Therefore, the hadith of Rasulullah says, "التاجر الصدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء." That person, that trader who is honest, is trustworthy, does not cheat, does not deceive, then he will be with Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. Imagine being with the prophets and messengers. He'll be with the Siddiqeen, those who were honest and gave their life, they were loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be with the martyrs. Imagine his maqam, his rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one, Rasulullah s.a.w. in one hadith has mentioned, Rahimallahu abdan samhan. Look at the words, Rahimallah. Every day, every night we make dua, Allah give us your rahmat, shower your rahmat upon us. We want Allah's rahmat, Allah is ghafur raheem. Allah give us, show us your mercy, your arhamur raheemin. Allah says, or Rasulullah says, you want Allah's mercy, then you must be a businessman, a trader who is kind, who is generous, who is soft-hearted, that when he sells in a soft-hearted manner. He's not harsh, he's not cruel, he speaks in a nice, kind way. Or if he's purchasing, then too he's purchasing in a good manner. He's not shouting, he's not screaming at the other person. There is no deception between the two. And when he has to take back his debts that he, or the loan he had given somebody, and he has to take it back from the person, then too he is kind. He is not cruel, he is not harsh. Allah's mercy is on such a person. Then the riwayat, one riwayat says, Ghafar Allah. May Allah forgive such a person. Third riwayat says, Adkhal Allahu al-Jannah. Allah will enter such a person into Jannah. The next hadith riwayat says, Inna Allah yuhibbu. Allah loves that person. Next riwayat say, أَفْضَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are the best of believers. Who? An ordinary businessman who does not deceive his clients, his customers. He's honest, he's upright, he speaks the truth. He's not cruel, he's not harsh. He doesn't demand his payment. There's a riwayat of a person, when he passed away, he was a very rich, very wealthy person. When he passed away, he comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ماذا عملت في الدنيا? Now tell me what actions you did in the world, what deeds you did. And he says to himself, وَلَا يَكْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا. This is a picture of scenario of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scene of Qiyamah, Rasulullah mentioned, where this wealthy person will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will question him, what did you do in this world? So he will say to himself, today nobody can hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to speak the truth. He says, Ya Allah, you gave me plentiful in this world. You gave me plentiful. A lot of wealth. وَكَانَ مِنْ خُلُقِ الْجَوَازِ. I had this character in me. I didn't do much good deeds. Far as أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَ concerned, I was very weak. But one thing I know, I had in me, that I was very lenient when it came to my debtors. People who owed me money, I was very lenient to them. I gave them an extended time, not with interest. I gave extended time to pay. At times I forgave them totally. That entire amount that is owing to me, I waived it off. And even the creditors, I was kind to them. And I paid my due. Those who were wealthy, who had the money also, even to them I was kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا أَحَقُّ بِذَلِكَ مِنْهُ. To overlook, to waive off debts, I am more deserving of having that character quality than this person. Oh my angels, forgive this person. Overlook all his faults. Enter him into Jannah. Just a person's, the manner in which he deals with his Muslim brother, or even if a non-Muslim, doesn't mean only with Muslims you have to be fair. In fact, you have to be even more careful when you're dealing with non-Muslims. Lest they think bad of Islam. A person who has the wealth, he has the ability to pay off his debts, and he makes his creditors dance and sing for their money. In the hadith, it is regarded as zulm. Matarul ghaniyyi zulm. So if we have the ability to pay, we should pay. If we don't have the ability, go up to the person. Don't duck and dive. Go up to him, brother, I have a problem. Please assist me, help me out. Get some help from some friends. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely assist us. But if you just want to borrow money with the intention of not paying, then this is a very serious offense. Our business dealings, we must make sure everything is done correctly. No cheating whatsoever. No deception. If the goods are defective, show it to the person. Show it to the client. Put a board, put a sign. Nowadays we tend to do things that would outwardly like deceive the customers. Although we're speaking the truth. Big sign put 99 rand. Or we put a big sign, 10 rand, 10 rand. So somebody who thinks, only for 10 rand, goes to the till, he sees much more than 10 rand. 10 rand discounted. This is not Islam. What is the objective? To make some money. Rozi is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah huwa ar-razzaq. Most certainly Allah, He is the provider. How often we heard that little example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to strike his asa, his stick on the rock, and it split. And in there he sees an ant crawling and busy eating on a leaf or a blade of grass. And singing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana man yarani wa ya'rifu makani wa yarzuquni. Praise be to Allah who sees me, who knows my address, where I'm staying, and he's even providing for me there. Why must we cheat people? Why must we deceive? What are we going to get? We might make a few more runs. But as I mentioned, no barakat whatsoever. You live a miserable life. Outwardly your bank balance may be increasing. But you will have serious problems and problems and problems. Hadith of Rasulullah says those people who cheat, indulge in fraud, deceive the customers, the clients, they lie, they cheat. They demand in full their share, but they do not give what is owed to others correctly. One azab is, أُخِذُوا بِالسِّنِينَ. Allah seizes them with drought. The whole city suffers because of these people. And the riwayat, it is said, had it not been for the animals, then the drought would have continued. But because of the animals, Allah sends down rain. Then, وَشِدَّةِ الْمَأُونَةِ. Suddenly they will find themselves having very, very heavy expenses. Very heavy expenses. Suddenly, some bala comes, some disaster. And now he incurs great, huge expenses. And the commentators have even mentioned under this that he'll suffer grief, ahzan, humum. He'll be in distress, parishan. Got plenty full of money, but he's got no chain, no sukoon. Wajawri Sultan, the third thing is there'll be tyrant rulers then ruling over those people. Then we cheat, deceive. Then these are the azabs that come. And the fourth thing that is mentioned in the hadith, that Allah deprives them of rozi then. Allah cuts off their rozi. Their rozi would have been coming to them very easily. Now they have to work even more harder. Outwardly it may be seeming big figures. But he'll have no time for his wife, children, family, no social life whatsoever. He'll have to slog. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from cheating, deceiving, indulging in fraud. When you owe some person, then give him back on his due date. As I mentioned, if you cannot, then speak to him before the time when the due date arrives. Seek some assistance. Make dua to Allah. There are so many duas to assist a person to pay off his debts. Rasulullah SAW had borrowed some money from some person. But this person had come. Rasulullah took a borrowed a camel from him. And this person came prior to the date where the money was owed, or had to be paid back to him. So borrowed some money, so took a loan, and he had to pay back in the form of a camel. So this person came a few days before the expiry date or the due date. So obviously, Nabiya Kareem some had some time to pay. So. But this person spoke very harshly and rudely to Rasulullah SAW. He demanded his payment. Sahaba was sitting there. They stood up to go and stop the person, to attack him. Or to stop him. Nabi said, leave him, leave him. فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْحَقِّ مَقَالًا. The person who's got a right, he's got the right to speak. He's got the right to make some claims. Even though he has come early, no problem. So the Sahaba give him a camel that is equivalent in amount to what loan he has given. When they go, they can't find a camel equivalent to that loan that Rasulullah SAW had taken. They can find a camel far better than that and more precious and more expensive. So they come back and tell Ya Rasulullah, the camel that we are seeing are valued much more than what you owe him. Nabi SAW says, give him that precious camel. The one that is far more in value than the amount I have taken from him. And then Nabi Kareem says that the best amongst you are those people who are best when it comes in payment of their debts and due. أحسنكم قضاء. قضاء means when you have to give back that loan, the debt. So you do it in a nice way. You do not deceive the person, don't cheat him, you don't ignore him, you don't. Once a person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, if I pass away as a shaheed, as a martyr, will all my sins be forgiven? Shaheed, martyr. Nabi Karim said, yes, definitely. This person was leaving. Suddenly Rasulullah calls him back, come back. Illa dain. Debts are not pardoned, not forgiven. Just now, after you asked me, Jibreel came and informed me, and he said, all your khataya, all your sins will be forgiven, except deen. The ulama explained this, that when we have taken money from a person, and we have no intention whatsoever to pay back, then this is meant by this hadith. That these debts will not be forgiven. And on the day of Qiyamah, he'll have to pay back that person. Even though he dies as a shaheed. But obviously a person had the intention. In fact, he even started paying off. Suddenly mort comes. That is beyond his control. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. And save us, because the ayat is very, very stern. وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Destruction be to those people who cheat and take full. Then they have to receive in measure or weight, and when they have to pay back to others, then they decrease the measure and weight. Allah says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Don't these people believe that one day they will be resurrected? لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. For a very great day. Which day? يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, when every person will stand up before رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another verse that we recited today. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شِيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذِ لِلَّهِ. The day of Qiyamah, no person will have the ability to do anything. He won't be able to avail any person. The one verse we read today, يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. Man will run away from his blood brother, from his mother and father, from his wife and children. Nafsi, nafsi, I can't help any person. Each person will be running away far. He'll be overwhelmed, he'll be scared. He'll be gripped with fear. He has to account for his sins. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to make our mu'amalat saaf, clean. We've got these few nights left. We're begging on one hand, oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah, forgive us. But we owe so many people money, and they're asking us, and we are just making them wait. If we cannot, please, month of Ramadan, please, pardon me, help me. Inshallah, Allah will soften the heart of those creditors. Allah will make it easy for the person. His sahabi said, Nabi Karim saw him very, very sad, full of grief, sitting one corner. He asked him, what has happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I've got so much of debt, so much of qaraz on my head. And obviously now I'm feeling so miserable, I don't know what to do. Nabi Kareem some taught him a simple dua, Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn, wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasd, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukh, wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dain wa qahri al-rijal. Inshallah we'll discuss this dua, we'll try it for whoever requires it. You find in many kitabs. We can't discuss the whole dua now, but the one part, we seek Allah's protection from ghalaba of deen, of debts that overpower us, and we are unable to pay back. So we're seeking Allah's assistance to pay off those debts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Before I forget, I had mentioned before Maghrib, that tonight the second session will not be a normal program that we normally have. The second session should start at 10 o'clock, inshallah. We will continue our Quran reading, but we have after Asr Salah, because we are few paras back, and normally we finish the Quran Khatam on the 29th night after Taraweeh. So just because we are few paras back, we want to just catch up, inshallah. So we will continue our tilawat of the Quran and Majid, but we normally have after Asr Salat tonight at 10 o'clock. Inshallah, for at least an hour, or just over an hour, inshallah. So everybody is welcome to join the program. You listen to Quran and Majid. You'll get sawab also. And there are other brothers who are finishing the khatam, so they will follow, inshallah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا
287007, you are blocking. It's a Corolla. Kindly remove your car. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem Allah, my most raheem Allah, my most kind Allah, my most loving Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, zahiri, batini, ya Allah, amadan, khata'an, kabira, saghira, ya Allah, those sins we did in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, Ya Allah, at home, in public, privacy, in our shops, in our factories, in our offices, in schools, in the madrasas, in the masjids, wherever it may have been, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot. Ya Allah, we became ghafil, Ya Allah. You were watching us, may Allah. We became overwhelmed by nafs and shaitan. We were overpowered, may Allah. May Allah, we regret, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai, ya mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا, او میں اللہ, نفس and شیطان, they have subdued us. یا اللہ, they ganged up against us, میں اللہ. یا اللہ, we want your panah. یا اللہ, your madad. You assist us, میں اللہ. You give us that strength and that courage, یا اللہ, that himmat, یا اللہ, that طاقت, that power to refrain from all those filthy, filthy habits and practices and deeds that we did, یا اللہ. Ya Allah, now you make us turn into a new leaf. Give us a hayat tayyiba. Make there be a brightness in our life now. Give us that hayat tayyiba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that little nestling that came out of that shell, Ya Allah. Now it perched his head, it took out his head, Ya Allah. And popped his head and beak and eyes out of that shell which cracked, Ya Allah. And now it sees the beautiful blue sky. And the beautiful sun shining. And now it has a new life. Oh my Allah. Take us out of this filth. Ya Allah. And the shell of sin that was covering us in the darkness. My Allah. Now make us see the light of Hidayat. Ya Allah. And the, Ya Allah, the heavens and the mercies of your Rahmat. Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. The clouds of your forgiveness. My Allah. The rains of your Karam and Rahmat. Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Remove from our hearts anger, Ya Allah. Pride, arrogance, hasad, jealousy, malice, enmity. Love of this dunya. Love of the haram woman. Ya Allah. Remove all these filthy practices, Ya Allah. Remove all these diseases from our heart, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now you purify our hearts. Hamari dilo ko mujalla, musaffa bana. Make it be shining, Ya Allah. Make it be bright, Ya Allah. Fill your anwarat, your marifat, Ya Allah. Your nur, the nur of Quran, the nur of sunnah, nur of hidayat, of your irfan. Oh, my Allah, we have removed from our hearts everybody besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have removed ghayrullah. We have taken away all those filthy things from our heart. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gaya. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Oh, my Allah, now you come in. Come into our hearts, my Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Allah, every night we are asking you, Ya Allah, to please include us in your list of friends, Ya Allah. You've got such great friends. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu salam. Sahaba ikram, your awliya. Ya Allah, even though our name may be right at the bottom also, my Allah. But it is in your list, Ya Allah. In the list of your khas friends, may Allah, we will be so fortunate, may Allah. We will be so fortunate, Ya Allah. Do not embarrass us, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. Do not humiliate us, Ya Allah. Do not disgrace us, may Allah. May Allah, when everybody else will have such good actions and they'll be happy and they'll get the registers in their book, in the right hand, in the book of deeds in the right hand, and they will gain success and they'll enter Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Don't make it happen that we are barred from entering Jannat and we have to go to Jahannam and pay for our sins, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, before the day of Jahannam, before the day of Qiyamah comes, Ya Allah, before mirth overtakes us, Ya Allah, help us to change our conditions, Ya Allah. Help us to change our lives, Ya Allah. We have realized this Ramadan that we were playing far too long with your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we were playing far too long with your ahkamat, Ya Allah. We were not serious when it came to Iman and Yaqeen and Deen, O my Allah, and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We took things very lightly, Ya Allah. Now we have seen, Ya Allah, signs of Qiyamah coming in front of us. When ulama will be taken away from this world, Ya Allah. And knowledge will be lifted from this world. Ya Allah, then we will have ignorant ones who we will take as leaders, my Allah.
Ya Allah, the scum and the debris will be left, the remains, when all the good people will be taken away, one after the other, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, before it is too late, my Allah. Ya Allah, help, make us value your deen, Ya Allah. Make us value and treasure this iman and deen that you have given us, Islam, Ya Allah. And the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us value our masajid, our madaris, our makatib, Ya Allah. And all good works of deen that is taking place, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat and service of your deen, my Allah. Give us that hidayat. Show us sirat al-mustaqim. Put us onto sirat al-mustaqim. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Make the way, Ya Allah, towards you easy, Ya Allah. A blissful and happy and easy and enjoyable way. And make us reach you, Ya Allah, with ease and comfort, Ya Allah. Don't make there be any impediments and obstacles in the way, Ya Allah. If any obstacle comes, Ya Allah, you remove it, Ya Allah. Make it be so easy, Ya Allah. And we travel on this path, having, Ya Allah, your love in our hearts, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts, Ya Allah. And we take with us millions and millions of people with us, Ya Allah. And we enter Jannatul Firdaus with Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his illustrious sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Oh Allah, when we enter Jannat, give us all the beautiful bounties of Jannat, the palaces, the rivers, the fruit, the food, and all the enjoyments of Jannat, my Allah. But mostly, Ya Allah, give us that momentous occasion that when in Jannat, the Jannatis will be there, and suddenly they'll see Noor coming from above them. And when they look up, Ya Allah, you would have removed that hijab that is between us and you, and the people of Jannat will see you, oh my Allah. Do not deprive us of this sight, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we are pining to see you, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we love you, my Allah. You are our Mawla, you are our Creator, you are our Master. Oh my Allah, make us true Ashiqeen, Sadiqeen, Siddiqeen, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, help us to implement all the beautiful teachings of Quran and Hadith, Ya Allah. And what the ulama-i kiram and mashayikh, and especially, Ya Allah, wa Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Ya Allah, what all the good teachings and all the advices he imparted, and he cried in all the du'as he made, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those du'as were not wasted, my Allah. Show us the effects and the fruit of those du'as now in this world, Ya Allah. You have taken him away. One day we will also go away. Ya Allah, we tried, Ya Allah. We endeavored, my Allah. But Ya Allah, don't make us mahroom now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us mahroom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us your qurb, Ya Allah. Your closeness, your proximity. Agar tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zami meri. Agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Oh my Allah, give us sincerity. Give us ikhlas in our du'as, in our ibadat, in our waaz, in our nasihat, in our tilawat, tarawi, our dhikr, our salat, our zakat, our hajj, our umrah, tawaf, our sadaqat, our khairat, whatever good work we're doing. Don't make us spoil these good deeds by doing it for show and ostentation and riyah. Ya Allah, give us pure hearts, Ya Allah. Give us clean, pure hearts. Make us love one another, Ya Allah, for your sake. Make the entire Muslim Ummah come together. Ya Allah, make us ek and nek, Ya Allah. Sabku salihin bana. Sabku atqiya, abrar mein se bana. Sabku muqarrabin bana. Oh my Allah, safeguard us from all types of fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, it is becoming so serious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are hearing such filthy fitnas taking place. Ya Allah, we cannot bring it onto our tongues also, my Allah. People's lives are being made miserable, Ya Allah. Miserable, Ya Allah. Where is the akhlaq of Rasulullah? It is only found in the book form, Ya Allah. It is only found in the computer chip now, Ya Allah. Make it be a reality in our lives, Ya Allah. Make us become sane, Ya Allah. And use our sanity and aqal, my Allah. Help us to treat our wives and children with kindness, our workers with kindness, our parents with kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak nights, Ya Allah. A masoom, a little child, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are battered, Ya Allah. They are abused, my Allah. My Allah, young bride, Ya Allah. She's thrown out of her house. Oh, my Allah, we are having illicit relationships with others, my Allah. We may have hid from our wives and children, my Allah. You are watching, my Allah. Just for those few seconds of haram desires, my Allah, we ruin our whole lives. Where do those masoom children then go to? At that time it doesn't dawn upon us. Those little infant masoom toddlers, those masoom children. Where do they go when the parents are divorced? Their whole lives are ruined. Ya Allah, give us hidayah, give us understanding, my Allah. Show us the sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, my Allah. Make us have excellent akhlaq, Ya Allah. Help us to deal correctly, Ya Allah. Do not make us involve ourselves in fraud, in haram, and riba. And deceive our clients and customers, my Allah. Do not make us cheat, Ya Allah. Make us become generous. And overlook and forgive. And have give us the strength to waive off the debts of so many people who are threatening to pay the debts, my Allah. You have provided so much, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to help others also. So that they may have some food on their table, my Allah. Don't make us become cruel and hard-hearted, Ya Allah. Help us to smile at people, Ya Allah. Help us to have tawadu and humility, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, to remove anger and pride from our hearts, my Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh, may Allah bless us in the last few nights, Ya Allah. Give us Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Give us a, right till the end of Ramadan. Easy Ramadan, Ya Allah, till the end. Make us see the end of Ramadan with afiyat, with good health, with taqwa. Ya Allah, before the moon is sighted for Eid, give us that taqwa which is matloob, which you desire, may Allah, and keep it, preserve it, right till we die, may Allah. Don't snatch it away. Give us halawat of iman. Ya Allah, now we have made up our minds. Ya Allah, we promise you, my Allah. We promise you, my Allah. We promise you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak. We are very weak. You have to assist us, my Allah. But now we genuinely want to become close to you. We want to lead, live a pious life, Ya Allah. A pious life, Ya Allah. Just make us pious, Ya Allah. Make us pious. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك إلا whatever حاجات our needs and needs we have our families have our parents our children our neighbors our relatives all our brothers and sisters wherever they may be especially my Allah these brothers who are here tonight Ya Allah and even our mothers and sisters listening over the receivers Ya Allah you can see their sincerity Ya Allah Even though it is not an odd night tonight, Ya Allah, they have still come here, Ya Allah. Such a large gathering, my Allah. Each one is seeking you, my Allah. Fulfill all the desires, Ya Allah. Remove every problem that they have, Ya Allah. Every problem, Ya Allah. Completely. Give them the peace of mind, chain, sukoon, serenity. Itminar of the qalb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Make us die with iman. Give us maut in the condition that you are pleased with us in Medina Sharif. Give us baril in jannatul baqi, Ya Allah. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba kiram, kiram, ridwanullahi ta'ala, alayhi majma'een. Oh, my Allah, we have got such a long list of so many things we wish. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our desires. Fulfill all our desires, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين